We are at the end of Simin Tav Tzadik Tes. We're up to Sif Hey. We'll be completing that, as well as the first Sif of Tav Kuf. Oli. The Mishnah talks about an Oli. What is that? Shu Daf, a piece of wood. Av, it's thick, v'chaved, and heavy. V'kelihu. It is a keli. Ela shemalachto li'iser. It is a kli shemalachto li'iser lichto shpo harifos. They used to pound on grains with it. Mutter letaltalo liktsov olav basar. You can use it as a chopping board for meat. Ula acher shekotsov olav basar letaltalo michama letzel. This is a regular case of a kli shemalachto li'iser, something whose principal use is for malacha. So the halachi is that it is mutter to use letzara gufo or makomo. In this case, you want to use it letzara gufo. Gufo is if you want to use it, and makomo is if you need its place. Whereas it is osur michama letzel, which means you're not allowed to move it so that it won't get ruined. You're not allowed to move it to put it in a place that you want it to be, for it to be safe. So he says, if you'd like to use your oli for the sake of chopping meat on it, you could. But then you would have to leave it there. You couldn't put it away if you're putting it away for its own sake. If you're putting it away because you need its place, that would be mutter. So the Ramah adds, Aval etzara gufo o makomo shari. For gufo o makomo, the halach is that it is mutter. Now, why is this a kli shemalachto li'iser? Because pounding is real tchina. The Magen Avraham wants to say that this would even apply if you had a special kind of board that is muktzah machmas chasar and kis. You would only use it really for pounding on grain, and now you decided that you would like to also use it to put your meat on. So generally speaking, on Shabbos we hold that a muktzah machmas chasar and kis is also even with Tzarku from Makomo. He wants to say that for the sake of Ochel Nefesh here, it would be Mutter. Many Achronim argue with him. Now, how about something that's made a meat chopping board, a cutting board for meat? What din is that? Mishnah Berurah says that on Yontif, that's a klish and lach v'leheter. Cutting meat on Yontif is something normal. So the fact that it's a kitchen utensil doesn't make it usher. And this, as a rule, all kitchen utensils that are made for things that are mutter on Yontif, they're not muktz altogether. You could just move them around. Michama letzel as well. Simen tav kuf sif aleph ein konim basar bepisuk domim lomer letabach teli beselo b'shtayim. You're not allowed on Yontif, even though Ochel Nefesh is permissible. Schora is not permissible, Derech Schora. You're allowed to go and obtain something, but it should not look like you're doing business on Yontif. So you never tell the butcher, I want this amount of money's worth of meat. V'chein, lo yomer lo, you should also not tell him. Hareini shutif imcha besela. I am a partner with you in a sela, in this coin, this amount of money's worth of the meat. Ella, mechalek lem shlishius or revius, you give him a portion. Kefi achalokim shederech achalek bi'ir below pisuk damim. Without mentioning money, you tell him, I want a quarter of this section of an animal. That's going to be mutter. So the issue in all of these cases is a gzera because of real business, of real mekach o memkar on yantif. If you mention money, then even though you mentioned shutvis, we saw here in the Mechaber that it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah also points out another halacha, and that is that you're not allowed to do it by way of drawing lots. The halacha is that you're not allowed to be matal gorolos, you're not allowed to draw lots for who gets what on Shabbos, or Yontif too. Now further, umevi shtei behemis, you can bring two animals, v'yomer zo kezo, and you can go ahead and say, well, this one is like this one. What I'd like to do is I would like to take this animal on Shabbos, and you want to go and figure out, on Yontif, you want to figure out how I'll be able to pay you back after Yontif. So what do? You compare it to another animal, and then after Yontif, you'll examine the other animal to decide what it's worth. So the halachi is, that is mutur, lamachar shamin anisheris. Tomorrow, after Yontif, they will appraise the one that you didn't buy. Ukufisha shava kach yifolo, the amount that that other animal is worth, that's what he will pay him, that's mutur. In the case of a mumcha that everyone relies on, you don't have to bring another behemi either. He will be able to size it up. V'yesh omrim, the dafki yisrael agabi yisrael shari b'chai gavna, v'yisrael amein yehudi yafilu b'chai gavna aser. Even this where you're taking from him a portion of an animal, you're saying, you know, remember, it's like this animal, and after Yantiv we'll go and make a cheshbon. In the case of a non-Jew, the halach is that it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who are matir, but he tells us to be machmer anyway. Something that has a set price, but you're not discussing money, you're allowed to take it from a non-Jew and Yantiv. To sell to a non-Jew and Yantiv, that's aser under all circumstances.